today we say Ishvari, Vrindavaneshwari, not Krishna, Radharani. And how this came about, that Srimati Radharani is the real queen of Vrindavan, is such a beautiful narration. It is said that anyone who hears this narration becomes joyful in his heart or her heart, this deep joy. And Srimati Radharani, during this coronation, when she was made the queen of Vrindavan, became jubilant. In fact, she became intoxicated with happiness. Today there is a spot or a place in Vrindavan which is called Unmada Radha Stali. Stali means the place where Radha became totally overwhelmed with transcendental happiness or supreme happiness. This pastime or narration is so powerful that anyone who hears it with full attention will immediately lose all his unhappiness and distress. It's therapeutic hearing, if you so want, and become also supremely happy. Are you ready to listen to this? Very good. I will have to say to the for the mothers with children who are becoming nervous, the children, because of so many people in the room, because this is a little a meditative program. It's not a loud program, it's a soft and silent program. Please go into the library where we have prepared toys for your children. And I believe we also have a loudspeaker. Is that true? Yes. You can listen there and at the same time attend to your children. So when you feel, and all of you, maybe they are grown-up people who cannot sit silently, there's a library where you can text message and at the same time listen if it is important for you, no? Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Abhi, can you play slowly? You will have to watch me because this morning you were not playing slowly, so Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Radhe, 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, 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 Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
A little louder please Oh Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Radhe 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 Jai Radhe Radhe Radhe
Hare Krishna. I welcome all of you to the most amazing katha which you might have heard. I'm grateful to the following devotees who helped me to put it together. His Holiness Indra Dumna Maharaj, Gaurahari Prabhu, and of course the various commentaries to the Goswami literatures. I will draw especially from a book called Madhava Mahotsava, the great festival of Madhava. Stop. You were saying that this is the coronation of Radharani. Isn't it the great festival of Radharani? Listen to the secret. Radharani only accepted to be crowned the queen of Vrindavan because she knew it would give pleasure to Krishna. She knew it would be the great festival of Madhava. The mother with the children has unfortunately not understood, so I have to do what I do not like to do. Where's the child? Where's the mother? Go to the library, please. There you will hear everything. And the child is too small to be in a... The child is good for the kirtan and darshan, but for a katha, child is too small. It needs to be there. Good. Hare Krishna. This Madhava Mahotsava is a book written in 9 chapters which are called 9 Ulasas. Ulasa means jubilation. So 9 jubilations we will hear. 9 jubilant chapter. And the last chapter is called Unmada Radhika. This means that the bashful and shy Radharani accepts a royal coronation bath in the ecstasy of loving intoxication. I was thinking to give this katha because this year I was so fortunate to visit for the first time in my life Umrao, the place, that's how the Brijbasis call this place today. It's a place in the midst of Vrindavan. It's very difficult to find it. There is a huge lake around this place and a most beautiful temple where, to my knowledge, there are one of the most beautiful deities of Radha and Krishna. There's one deity of Radharani in a newly installed pavilion. This place is very different from other places, since it is there is white Yamuna sand there. There are old trees which look very much like the tree there. Very amazing tree. And there is an atmosphere where even the birds and the mosquitoes dance in ecstasy. It's really amazing. You feel just jubilation when you are there. Umrao. So this is what happened. One day Krishna was thinking to himself, the whole world is glorifying me. But there is one person who resides in my heart, of whom I'm thinking day and night. In fact, she is the life of my life. She is the eyes in my face. She is the blanket in the winter for me. She is the cooling lake in the summer for me. She is my beloved Radharani.
Yes.
So I want that the whole, the three worlds, that is upper, middle and lower planets, will know of her glories. And I want to arrange that she is crowned in a beautiful ceremony where all the demigods take place as the queen of my Vrindavan Dham. So Krishna called, needed the two arrangers in Vrindavan to help him make this, because if he would come directly to Radha and say, would you accept the post of queen, Radha would say, no. Who are the two personalities who arrange everything in Vrindavan? Vindadevi and Purnamasi. Vindadevi is known as the Leela Shakti, and Purnamasi is Yogamaya. So, just like in this world, there's Mahamaya, which makes you forget Krishna and even forget who you truly are and what makes you truly happy. In the spiritual world, you have another Maya, Yogamaya, which brings about the connection or yoga with you and Krishna, or Radharani. And Yogamaya has one servant who works under her, who is a certain energy that arranges the pastimes in Vrindavan. So Krishna had a talk with the Leela Shakti Vrindadevi and said, I need you. We want to make Radha the queen of Vrindavan and of the universe. So what you should do is, if I say it, no one will accept it here in Vrindavan. They all see me only as a prince. So you have to talk from the sky as an unembodied voice, a booming voice that says that this should be done. So Vrindadevi became a voice in the sky that ordered Purnamasi, the goddess of Krishna's mystic illusion, in very clear words to accept the happy news that Radha would be crowned as the queen. This is what this voice said. O queen of the yogis, Shri Radha Matula Gunambu Dindu Lakshmin Shri Vrindavan Bhuvi Vishwa Vanditayam Yogindri Drutam Abhishincha Kanchanali Shri Rajan Mani Yujisim Apita Prishte. O Queen of the Yogis, Purnamasi, quickly bathe this Sri Radha, who is the Chandra Lakshmi, the lunar goddess of beauty arising from the ocean of matchless attributes. Bathe her here in the land of Vrindavan on a very beautiful jeweled studded golden throne. This bathing ceremony, which is a royal bathing ceremony, will make Radharani the queen of Vrindavan and the whole world and everyone in Vrindavan and the whole world will become enlightened by this bath. Just like when the moon rises, the night is dispelled and it is cooled. So when this voice came from the sky, all the Brijbasis, there must have been some on the fields, some must have churned butter from milk, others may have carried their babies, like the gopis, or drawn water, or slept in their beds, or anything. When this booming voice came as a public announcement, so to say, they all looked up to the sky, and they started to smile with happiness. The whole of Vrindavan was echoing with happy laughter. Yes, Radha. Now, when Radha heard this voice, from the moment where the first syllable came, Sri Radham Atula, she accepted it as Krishna's desire. She knew that this pastime, where she would be crowned the queen of Vrindavan, would bring Krishna great pleasure, and pleasing Krishna was really the only reason for her to live. So Radha thought in her heart, if it pleases Krishna that I walk in procession through Vrindavan, if it pleases Krishna that I am bathed with these auspicious substances by the demigoddesses, if it pleases Krishna that I'm dressed up in a royal dress, then I will wholeheartedly and joyfully accept. And further she thought, if it should please Krishna that I sit on the golden throne as the ruler of Braj and appoint my gopis in my government over Braj, I will also joyfully accept it. But I have a different desire. My dear devotees, this is the secret of Braj Bhakti, that you accept Krishna's desires as more important than your own desires. We are reminded perhaps of Srila Prabhupada, who acted in this consciousness. He once said what was his motto, and when I heard it for the first time, it shook me. He said, my motto always has been, nothing for myself, everything for Krishna. That's a strong motto, no? Nothing for myself. It's easier said than done. After the voice had spoken, and after all the Brijbasis became supremely happy, on the next day, preparations were made for the coronation. And a special ceremony was held. It was called, do you know what is the ceremony before the actual festival? The Adivas ceremony. During this Adivas ceremony, the older ladies of Vrindavan were all assembling. Radha was sitting there, somewhat shy, and they were giving blessings to Radha. Who could have been the older ladies of Raj who were present there? Krishna's mother, her name is? Yashoda. And Balaram's mother, Rohini. And Radha's mother, her name? Kirtita. Oh yes, you have been introduced. And then all of a sudden, after they gave their blessings, elderly gopis, who were very composed, they came out from behind, and as it was the custom, they splashed the crowd with butter and jokhurt, while others playfully threw mixtures of kumkum, that doesn't go out of the cloth, by the way. I was thinking perhaps next Jamashtami, when on the Adivas day, it would be nice perhaps if the elderly members of our community would come out and throw on everyone yogurt and butter. You know, that's not so boring. No, it's something new. And kumkum, but perhaps we wouldn't do it because the kumkum would never go out of the ceilings and out of the lamps and so on. It stays for 2 weeks in your hair, so that's also nice, and so on. The next day was the day of the Abhishek, but an unforeseen complication arose. Srimati Radharani had returned to Yavat. That's where she stays, in the house of Jatila. And one beautiful lady who looked like a goddess, who was on the side of Radharani's rival, who is, what is her name, the rival? Chandravali, had arrived at the house of Jatila. It was Padma who only had one desire in her mind. Let Chandravali be crowned the queen of Vrindavan, not Radha. So she came with a complicated plan. She said to Jatila, did you hear the voice in the sky yesterday or the day before yesterday? And Jatila said, yes. Did you listen very carefully what the voice in the sky said? No, said Jatila. I was so happy that Radha is now the queen of Vrindavan because that means I will get more cows in my herd. Jatila is always very greedy to increase her wealth. There's enough wealth, but maybe you know of the curse from which wealthy people suffer. Enough is never enough for them. They have to worry and be anxious for more. So Jatila counts her wealth in cows, not in euros. So she said yes and was very giddy about it. Then Padma said, but oh foolish lady, you didn't hear the total voice. The voice also said that Krishna would personally come to the coronation ceremony. And it is known that Krishna twists the mind of chaste ladies. He makes everyone attracted to him. And in this way, your daughter-in-law might leave your son, Abhimanyu, and go with that black snake called Krishna. Oh! Oh my God. That was Jatila in the loudspeakers. She was shocked and she said, That could not happen. I have to stop this coronation ceremony of Radharani. And she went to the house, quickly locked the door of Radharani so that she could not escape, and posted two bodyguards before the door. This was almost the end of all the plans of making Radha the queen of Vrindavan. But Purnamasi, who is known as a mystic, mystic people, be careful with mystic people. If you come close to them, they might turn your mind around. This is what the mystics always do in this world. They turn our minds in another direction. So Purnamasi, the mistress of the yogis, came and said, Jyotila, what is more important, your anxieties or getting more cows? Jyotila said, of course, cows. I want to have cows, 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 cows. So she twisted the mind or turned the mind of Jyotila around. And in this way, Radharani was released from the home of Jyotila. Jiva Goswami describes to us how Radha went from, what is the town where she stayed? Javad. Someone said Javad, yes. Some said Vrindavan, of course Vrindavan. This Javad is in Vrindavan, but Jyotila lives in Javad, no? Not Vashana. Radha is 6 months a year in Javad and 6 months out of a year in Vashana. This means actually 3 months she's in Javad. Then her brother Sridham comes and brings her to Vashana, where her parents wait for her in deep separations. After Radha likes this very much because she can freely move in Vashana and meet Krishna. Where does Radha like to meet Krishna in Vashana? There's one particular forest, Gevavan. No? So 3 months Javad, 3 months Vashana, then 3 months Javad, 3 months Vashana. Altogether 6 months Javad, 6 months Vashana. That's Radha's whereabout in Vrindavan. So soon after Sri Radha left Javad to go to the place where her coronation ceremony was prepared, she moved very freely. It is described that as the gopi procession with Radha walked through the forest and the fields of Braj, it looked as if a huge victory flag was carried, which was hovering above the everything. Musicians led the procession. There were women who were showering flowers and brahmanas chanting mantras, while the younger gopis who trailed behind carried items for a sacrifice. You must know, when Radha moves, usually there are gopis moving in front of her who throw flowers on the pathway. So it looked very, very colorful. And as she left Javad and entered the forest where the coronation was to take place, Radha remembered all the places in the forest which she saw and remembered the pastimes she had enjoyed with Krishna. So all the gopis who walked with Radha thought, I must have never properly studied Sri Radha's beauty before today. Today she looks especially beautiful. I have not looked at her. And they all offered a variety of services. Would you like to know how the procession looked of Radha?
Yes.
On Radha's right, there was Lalita, who was fanning her with a chamara whisk. On her left, there was Vishakha, who was holding a picture for Radha to see, of whom? Who was on the picture?
Krishna.
Krishna, yes. In front, Chitra carried sandalwood pulp to refresh Radha's faded tilak. And behind Vishakha, there was Champakalata, who carried a jeweled treasury chest meant for Krishna. And then there was Tungavitya. Tungavitya is the scholar amongst the gopis. She knows all the scriptures by heart, and she's like a pandit, and she likes to sing always various songs. If you see Tungavitya, she always has a veena with her. Perhaps that's Tungavitya there, who is playing for Srimati Radharani. And there were other gopis, and so on. The wives of the demigods were also there showering flowers. And it said the happiness which was there in this procession was like a huge wave that was carrying all the gopis and Srimati Radharani to this place of Umrao, just like a wave carries floating wood and brings it to the shore. And when the gopis arrived, everything had been prepared by Vrinda Devi. There had been, you see, five places. In one place there was a bathing platform. On another place there was a coronation throne. Then there were seats for the dignitaries. Then there were areas for observation where you could see everything. And then there was a go-down where all the requisite paraphernalia were stored. Vrinda Devi showed this huge arrangement. It was really almost like a city for coronation to Radharani. And Radharani saw everything. But at the end she said to Vrinda Devi, "Oh friend, without Syam and his artful loving pastimes, this matrix of groves means little, you know, places, is like a beautifully decorated body from which the life force has long since passed. I'm not here. Happy here." Vrinda Devi said, "Please be patient. See these arrangements like a jeweled cup in which soon the nectar of Krishna's pastimes will be poured." Let us pause here a little bit, because when we are new to Krishna Katha, there's so much nectar, but we are more used to news about wars and money and so on, that our mind cannot drink all this nectar. It's too different from what we engage in. Let us pause a little and come to this analogy. Think about this analogy. Without Krishna, all arrangements which are made are like decorations for a dead body where the life has passed. It's interesting that Queen Kunti uses the same analogy. Kevayam nama rupabhyam yadubhi sahabandhava. bhavato dashanam jahi rishikanam iveshitu. Krishna, she says to Krishna, if you do not look upon us, all our fame, all our glorious activities will end at once. It's like the name and fame of a body. When the soul leaves the body, all this name and fame is past history. You know, it is no longer relevant. My dear devotees, this is the idea of spiritual life. When you don't have any spiritual life, you will try to find a replacement with material values. You know, likes on Facebook. You will be very eager to have this, or money, or social security, or friendship, society, and love. You will try to fill your life with these things. But since your life has left you, Krishna, the only Lord and only purpose of our life as souls, all the things which you put instead of him will be decorations of a dead body. You decorate the body when it's alive. When it's dead, what is that? You know, a nice brochure, nice Rolex thing, you know, or put the dead body in a Rolls Royce. What is the use of it? You know, it does not give life back to the dead body. The soul, or if Krishna would look on the dead body and enliven it, that would be the thing. So this is what Radha said. O friend, without Syam and his loving pastimes, all this arrangements is like a beautifully decorated body from which the life force has long since passed. I am not happy here. So meanwhile, Purnamasi, with some brahmacharinis, they exist also in the spiritual world, were lightening a sacral fire and they, in an area called Savaboma Griha. Then Purnamasi poured ghee into the fire while chanting, Swaha. Then the wives of Shiva, Surya, Yamaraj, Agni, and the other demigods appeared. But Radharani looked restless. Where's Krishna? Where's Krishna? Okay, there's the wife of Shiva who wants to worship me. Okay, there's the wife of the Lord of Death who wants to worship me. But I feel only happy with Krishna. So Vrinda Devi said, now is the time to bring the blue sapphire of Vrindavan out of hiding. This actually Purnamasi said to Vrinda Devi. Now Vrinda Devi, it's the time to bring the blue sapphire of Vrindavan out of hiding. Go quickly. Then she turned her attention back to her sacrifice. I heard there's one big sapphire like this, and when it is brought out of the cloth which covers it, you know, and put before the crowd, everyone goes like, wow, it's so mesmerizing, so attractive to the eye. So in the same way, Purnamasi said, there's a blue sapphire in Vrindavan. His name is Krishna. He's hiding here. Bring him out of hiding. At the same time, the preliminaries, that means the things which are done first for the bathing Abhishek ceremonies, were beginning. Suddenly, Mother Ganga was there. Mother Yamuna was there. Mother Saraswati were all there in their personified forms. And it's so nice what they did. They took their right hand and showed it to Radharani, and the moment they had, they showed it, the from Ganga's hand came Ganga, from Yamuna's hand came Yamuna, from Sarasvati's hand came Sarasvati, and these sacred rivers started to pour over Radha, and that looked extremely beautiful because Radharani has these beautiful curly hairs, and when the water came over the curly hairs, they danced in the water and created a beautiful scenery. Now Krishna was, as Purnamasi had said, Krishna had been watching attentively from a secluded grove, some place in hiding, and the sight of Radharani ascending the throne and then being bathed made him tremble and stunned. He collapsed as a result, unconsciously, into Subal Sakha's arms. So when Vrinda found him, he saw Krishna, the Lord of Vrindavan, lying unconscious, being overwhelmed by the beauty and the charisma of Radha into Subal's arm, who said, oh, King of Vrindavan, what happened to you? And was fanning Lord Krishna. So first Vrinda Devi had to bring Krishna back to consciousness. And when Krishna came back to consciousness, he immediately glorified Srimati Radharani. I would like to chant with you a glorification of Srimati Radharani. Please, if you could be so kind.
Radha Gandharvika Goshta, Radha Gandharvika Goshta, Yuvarajaika Kamita, Rajaika Kamita. A little louder. Gandharva Radhika Chandra,
Gandharva Radhika Chandra,
Kantiye Madhava Sangini,
Kantiye Madhava Sangini.
Radha is known as Gandharvika, say.
Radha is known as Gandharvika.
She is the soul beloved of Braja's prince. Gandharva,
Gandharva,
Radhika,
Radhika,
Chandrakanti,
Chandrakanti,
the intimate friend of Lord Madhava.
Yes.
Damodara Advaita Sakhi, Damodara Advaita Sakhi, Kati Kot Kirti Deshwari, Kati Kot Kirti Deshwari, Mukunda Daita Brinda,
Dhamila
Mani Manjari.
Yes, it means she is the friend of Lord Damodar. She is the queen who glorifies the fame of the month of Kartika, no? And so on and so forth. These are all beautiful names of Radha. There are 108 names of Radha, and during Radhastami, we all like to chant this. Chaya, she is one of the two wives of the sun god, yes, was chosen from all the demigods. Oh, Chaya, you are the wife of the light. You should offer an arati to Radha. And she will be crowned the queen of Vrindavan. But Shaya said, I have difficulties with this. Radha is so beautiful and so qualified. Why is she made the queen only of Vrindavan? She should be made the queen of the entire universe. Upper planets, middle planets, and lower planets. Vrindavan is only 84 kroshas. It's like square miles. That's a small kingdom, no? She should have the biggest kingdom, the only kingdom. We can see from her splendor and her qualities that she is the center of the universe, more than Lakshmi. What do you think about Shaya's argument? The Acharyas have thought about Chaya's wish and they have said, Chaya doesn't know Vrindavan. In one dust grain of Vrindavan, all the universes find their place. Vrindavan is within the universe, but all the universes are in Vrindavan. Do you remember when Krishna opened his mouth to show Yashoda what was in his mouth or what was not in his mouth? Mother Yashoda could see in his mouth all the universes. Vrindavan also has this thing. So she was convinced, and then she offered an artik with five flames. And all the Brajbasis stood there. They had grown up with Radha, and now they saw how their Radha, the darling of their eyes, was worshipped by the demigoddess, by the sacred rivers, and they were mesmerized and just stared at the ceremony. Krishna thought the Brajbasis are so silent and so just stand there. So to enliven them, Krishna took his transcendental flute and started to play on his sweet music, encouraging everyone to sing and dance. And when Krishna did this, everyone broke out in a joyous kirtan. The forest animals joined in the kirtan. The cuckoo sang in tune. The bees hummed along. The peacock danced in time with the dancers. And a few moments later, Uma, who's Uma? Wife of Shiva, yes! It chanted Vedic mantras and offered flowers and dova grass and puffed rice and so many other things, and then washed Sri Radha's feet with water mixed with rose petals. When Radha saw that Shiva's wife bowed down to her feet and washed her feet with water with rose petals, she felt highly uncomfortable. If you just think that someone will put you on a throne and wash your feet with rose water and rose petals, that is inconceivable. It happens to me once a year. It is very uncomfortable feeling. So when Radha felt that she folded. When Uma did this, Radha, and just see her beautiful nature, folded her hands in respect. But Uma just whispered, "Don't offer me respects, O Radharani. Offer me your friendship, especially when you play in the Yamuna. Take me along with you as you play with Krishna," and so on. I will now quickly come to the end. Then the other preparations came. There were auspicious herbs which were thrown over Radha's. Different kinds of earth, for instance, the earth which had been dug up by the tusk of an elephant, and so on. And Gorachan, it's a flaming yellow pigment that is coming on the hoof of a cow when rainwater washes over the hoof of the cow during the Swasti Nakshatra constellations. This is a special item, you must agree. All these special items were used, and then the actual Abhishek took place. First a ruby pot was used, then a coral pot, then a pearl pot, then a diamond pot, then a cat's eye pot, then an emerald pot, then a yellow sapphire pot, then a blue sapphire pot, and finally a pot made from Gomeda. Gomeda is a yellow precious stone that counteracts the evil effects of Rahu. In case you have the Rahu strong, get Gomeda if you can find it. How this bathing ceremony took place, we will tell about it tomorrow, and how then Radharani was giving a scepter, and how when she received the scepter, the scepter began to glow and turn everything into Vrindavan, in the rivers, the forest, the mountains, into a glowing thing. That we will hear tomorrow. But for now, I wish to bring something to your mind. As we conditioned souls hear these Krishna Kathas or Radha Kathas, we need to hear with a respect regarding these subjects. We need to understand that at this moment my taste is for Netflix and I cannot appreciate these things very deeply. But as I continue to hear, I will begin to see by the power of the katha the images being reflected on the mirror of my heart. It is, as we were hearing in this morning's verse, a progressive path. It is a sadhana. It is a thing. At the beginning, when we hear about the spiritual world, we may not understand fully. Once, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "You can't understand the Rasa Leela with this mind." And then he said, "Once there was a man who wanted to know what is the taste of jackfruit." And another man explained to him, "Well, it tastes like sugarcane juice which you pour through the beard of an imam." Means Muslim person. Now I asked you, do you have any idea how sugarcane juice might taste when you pour it through a beard of a meat-eating person? I think you have no idea. Perhaps if you have tasted the jackfruit, I mean, I think that's the best description of how jackfruit tastes. I have eaten a few. It has this, our devotees were eating with Prabhupada and they were eating something and it tasted like chicken flesh. So they came to Prabhupada and said, "Ah, we broke the rules and regulations for meat eating. We ate chicken. And Prabhupada said, how is that? Well, here. And they showed the preparation. Prabhupada laughed. That's jackfruit. it has this meaty taste, you know. Yes, but you can't understand it from the description. So at the same time, my dear devotees, as we continue to listen to these wonderful, out of the normal pastimes, something will stick. Next time something more will stick. And then after some time, as we progress, the whole of Krishna Leela will appear when we only hear a little bit of it. This is the power of hearing Krishna Katha. And I'm therefore thinking, although as I notice some of you are challenged, but I think it should be put in our ears again and again, just like the holy name also. So I want to sing at the conclusion of it a little bit. Go Krishna. I think all of you have seen an Abhishek where our deities are bathed with beautiful substances. Do you remember when the honey comes, or the ghee, or the red plum water? So in the same way, Radharani was bathed first in a reddish, with a reddish jewel pot, and the water was having the color of rubies that went all over her. So you can sing and go back in your mind to these moments when you were seeing the Abhishek in this temple, perhaps. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna.
We have to go higher.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, oh Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Oh,
Please sing one more time, all together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Of our kata, I would like to narrate to you a lesser known episode from Srila Prabhupada's life. When Srila Prabhupada was in the Grihastha ashram, something happened to him which really changed him a lot. Srila Prabhupada had one house in Calcutta where he had kept his family, his wife and his children, and then just next to it was another building from where he did his financing activities, his business for a medicinal pharmacy. Thank you very much. It was not the pharmacy in Allahabad he had in the pharmacy, but he worked for a company of Mr. Bose, a very famous Bengali gentleman who is known even in the West for his experiments that showed that plants have life. There was a big, when I was young, that book was every one of us read how plants even have something like an intelligence where they can distinguish between one human being and another. And so this Mr. Bose was there, a physicist, but also someone who made medicine. So Prabhupada at that time had in one of the houses, they were so close, in the upper floor, he had a big room in which he arranged friends or contacts or people to come and listen to programs to which he invited his godbrother or other godbrothers. They stayed there in Calcutta, and it was something like a preaching base of the Gaudiya Math. Now, one of his godbrothers, His Holiness Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, remembers that once at 1 o'clock in the morning he heard a loud banging on the door, and he, of course, he was asleep in this room, and he he opened, he was quite concerned who could knock so heavily. And there was Prabhupada. He was moved and he said, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur had just appeared to him in a dream, and he had just asked him to leave his everything behind and become a sannyasi and spread the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And if Sridhar Swami could give him immediately sannyas, 1 o'clock in the morning. So Sridhar Swami said, Abe Babu, that's a dream. But then he thought for a moment and he said, keep your dreams. That he said, you know, there was a huge, so many relatives around Prabhupada, and if he would now give him sannyas and he would leave all this, he would be in big trouble with the entire big clan, you know, the family, and this would be not so good for the Gaudiya Math preaching in Calcutta. So there were many, there was one influential and very rich person, some Nikhil Banerjee amongst them, and he said, I don't think, shouldn't we go gradually, step by step, shouldn't we do that step by step? And then Prabhupada somehow desisted from this idea to immediately take sannyas and travel around the world and spread Krishna consciousness. Weeks passed by, months passed by. This preacher was going back to Navadvip and returned to Calcutta. And after a few months, perhaps even a year had passed, he was sleeping peacefully in that room. And then he heard a wild knocking outside. In the midst of the night, it was 1:30 in the morning. I don't know how it is when you hear at 1:30 a wild knocking at your door. Maybe you think that's the GBC now, who has come to get me. So he was not... at first not responding, but then the knocking became louder, and when he opened the door, there was Srila Prabhupada. He was at that time known as Abe Babu. And he said, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur again appeared in my dream, and he said, I must take sannyas. And I don't know how to do this, but he has... Guru Maharaj has desired this. Can you please give me immediately sannyas? And Prabhupada was moving. He was shaken by this information. So this time Sridhar Maharaj said, okay, I will do this. It won't be easy, there will be trouble from your family, but if second time Guru Maharaj has appeared before you, it has to be done. So, but maybe not now at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, later during the day. So when he woke up, there was a great unrest in the houses. A great problem arose. He was informed that Prabhupada was missing. He was not in the house any longer. He was nowhere to be found. Messengers were sent out to Calcutta, but he could not be found. Could not be found. So then he went, there was a big problem. And Sita Maharaj remembers, I felt the loss. I felt the great loss in my life. Here was a very sincere devotee of Radha and Krishna. My Guru Maharaj had appeared to him and had asked him for something. And although it was difficult for him to even imagine what that meant, he was willing to do so. What a great loss I felt when he was nowhere to be found. When we hear these things, I don't know how it is for you. I know those who are critical amongst you will think, and have a critical statement in their troubled minds. The minds who are troubled with this, you know, this type of determined action. For me, it reminds me of a little voice that is as small as a little candle a kilometer away in the night. There is some little light, but it's so far away. At the same time, it is so familiar. I think in all of us, there is this little voice which keeps on coming back and says to us, come on, this cannot be the life or all which life has to offer to you. I don't know how, but there must be a spiritually fulfilling life. There must be a life where I can feel the presence of Krishna. And when you hear this little voice, take it serious. Don't immediately put distractions in your life that distract you from this voice. You may not be able to follow this voice immediately or just now. There may be circumstances or them inside of you which keep you from following this voice. I met someone who said he dreamt for the fifth time that winter was over and that a bus with devotees was standing outside the door and was just getting ready to leave. This is one type of way in which the voice, this little voice, speaks to us. It speaks to us in images, in pictures, in feelings that are not necessarily to be taken on face value, also die man nicht genauso, die man nicht so übersetzen kann ins Leben, die was anderes ausdrücken, who express something else. But in whatever way the voice raises its voice, you know, in whatever way this desire comes in you, follow it, or at least take it serious and aspire to follow it, and then you will move forward in your life. But we live in a dangerous time where these voices are drowned out by the loud voices of the world. Also the world of our spiritual institutions where values are there, you know, that you run after and so on. And I always have seen over my years of Krishna consciousness, this voice becomes louder or it becomes more pronounced, also in Deutsch, deutlicher, hörbar, if we hear about Krishna and if we sing Krishna's holy name in the association of devotees. So I want to thank you very much. I will put my katar to rest now. It will sleep up till tomorrow when we hear about some of the nine baths and then about what happened when the crown was put on Radharani's head and what Krishna did and so on. It's very nice. I want to thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful evening or rest of the night. The night is young for some of us. it is not very old. See you all for tomorrow. Hare Krishna. You can also go before the deities if you want. They are still open for you to see from the close by.